The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Tinfoil hat.
Oh, what the fuck are you guys even talking about?
Global controls will have to be imposed, and a world governing body will be created to enforce them.
Welcome to Tinfoil Hat. We go deep, homeboy. Eric, open your mic. Drink from the fountain of knowledge. There's lizard people everywhere. That's some interdimensional shit. Wake up, Aaron.
This is only the beginning.
Dude, you just blew my mind.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
Revolution will be podcasted.
Oh, yeah, you know we'll be. What's up, everybody? Welcome, Tinfoil Hat. You know who I am. You know what I'm here to do. I'm here to rock, okay? And joining me, as always, is my partner in crime, one of my favorite people on the planet, my argument on why Mexicans are people too, my good friend and yours, XG, Xavier Guerrero.
People?
Your people.
Well, they think we're aliens, some people.
Yeah, some people think you're aliens. Some people think
we're cool.
You're not even real. That Mexicans are AI.
AI.
Yeah, that's some deep shit, but that's like triple
that's
black belt level to get into that. So you guys are all just holograms. How come Mexicans are getting smaller? That's my question. You guys are literally the only ones getting smaller.
Yeah, white people get bigger, black people get bigger.
Yeah, Mexicans
Asians
get small.
Asians aren't getting that much bigger.
Asians,
either.
Yeah, are in there for sure. Asians, yeah, but they, yeah, Asians for sure. For yeah. sure. But Mexicans, for sure, sure.
Oh, yeah, bro. I'm rare.
Yeah,
every
you
time,
are.
Every time they see me, they're like, what?
You're like a giant Asian. I mean, giant Mexican. That will make the highlight reel, too, of me messing up. Guys, thank you for your support. Guys, go to the YouTube channel. Check it out. I just put up a conspiracy now with the We Three Trolls. And, dude, it's at 20,000. People are enjoying the conspiracies now. It's the world's worst public access show. We just go hard in the paint at the Comedy Store. You can come watch it live. Most of the time, we're doing it Thursday, 2 to 4. Every Thursday at the Comedy Store. Guys, dates are coming up. This is big New York City week. It is Tinfoil Hat Comedy Night at the Gramercy in New York City. That's right. Find the go Google Gramercy, or you can go to samtribly.com, and the links are all there. Go to samtribly.com, look for it, the Gramercy. It's going to be great. We got killer t-shirts coming. Did you find the flyer?
Yeah.
There it is. Can we show it? Look at that. That's a t-shirt that's going to be available. And then after that is, I believe we're going to West Jordan, Utah. That's right. West Jordan, Utah. It's Tinfoil Hat, Comedy Night. Myself, XG, Eddie Bravo. We're going Mormon country. Mormon country. Now, everyone's told me that Book of Mormon is offensive. I'm not really into going somewhere and disrespecting people. Not my thing. So I've decided the t-shirt for that will be the Unabomber was right.
That's cool.
It's going to be a cool ass. Oh, dude, he nailed it. Nailed it. You can hear Aaron getting pissed over there again.
Yeah, he's just a murderer.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, we celebrate Barack Obama. He's a murderer, too. He illegally assassinated Muammar Gaddafi, and there's open air slave trade. But get that. You celebrate St. Patty's Day, dude. What do you think St. Patty's Day is? When St. Patrick went and got rid of snakes? Ireland has no snakes. Snakes. They have no snakes. It's too cold. What's that, snakes? Serpent.
I don't celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Of course you do.
Not
dude.
Irish, and I don't
You
drink.
Get green, you get shit faced, you make
drink.
Love to your woman. We know that. How do I know that? Because I've watched through your window. Okay. And then October 22nd is the big main room show. Myself, XG, Eddie Bravo, and Tim Dillon live in the main room. Now, if tickets move quickly, I might add a second show with a bunch of other all stars from the conspiracy world, but that's it. It's called Once Upon a Time in the Main Room, okay?
It almost looks like you're wearing a Cardinals hat there,
Nope. Sam. Nope. I'm not even going to tell you the symbolism there because I don't know why he gave me a red hat. But I'm just going to go, oh, he doesn't want black on black. It wouldn't mix with the lizard person hood. You wouldn't know where one would start, one would end. Okay?
Sure.
All right? Shut up!
Go Cards.
Okay, go Cards. And then what else? Oh, Vegas. We're coming. That's right. I've decided the name of this show is called Fear and Adrenochroming in Vegas. Okay? Fear and Adrenochroming. That is the new shirt that'll be available. We are at the Vegas Backstage Bar and Billiards on Fremont Street. We're going back to Big Daddy Carlos's place. Eddie Bravo, myself, XG, and who else? I think Tres Mello is going to be joining us live. He's got a great podcast called Think Stopper. He'll be joining us live on stage.
So, and that's November 15th.
That is November 15th.
November 15th.
What did I say?
You didn't give a date.
I didn't give a date because I didn't want to give a date. Guys, if you're watching this on YouTube, hit the subscribe button. They are throttling us. They are shadow banning us. They are doing it. I did Alex Jones, and I got, 400 subscribers? Get out of here. Get out of here. Okay? You can try to stop. I honestly think our numbers are so far big. I mean, if you look at the amount of subscribers we have versus the amount of people who watch, it's like 67,000 subscribers, and you're up to like 50,000 views on your YouTubes. I mean, like, dude, those numbers are unheard of. Okay? It's not real. But if you do it, hit the subscribe button, hit the bell so they remind you, so you can find out how I'm getting shadow banned. Oh, by the way, they went after us on Instagram.
Oh yeah, they told us they were going to delete us for forever.
Yeah, but I want you to fight that one picture. By the way, we had a picture of a white chick in like ass crack pants with two I'm going to say black kids because that's the way I are. I was going to say African American. I'm like, why am I saying that? It was a white mom with two black kids, and that was it.
Yeah.
And they're like flagged it. I'm like, dude, I see, dude, there are Instagram models who basically take pictures of their buttholes.
And they get likes and likes.
They get
and likes.
A million likes.
Everyone, they get have Patreons, they get money.
Yeah, they got fans, they're getting straight cash. By the way, there's nothing, white women hate white privilege. You have pussy privilege, okay? You take a picture of your butthole and get a million likes on Instagram. Right?
Yeah.
And then you could sell like whey protein. By the way, how come nobody's selling whey protein on the Instagram again? On Instagram anymore. That was a big scam. That was probably a front for prostitution. T-shirts, dude. T-shirts are rocking. T-shirts, get them all. We got we got the tinfoil hat unicorn. We got steal your tinfoil hat. And we have the tinfoil hat Texas comedy massacre t-shirts. All are available, and the shirts are nice quality too.
$20 to do.
Patreon's on fire. Go to patreon.com, check out tinfoil hat, and I'm telling you, I'm putting up 2-3 hours of content there. I must start doing that thing where you could just do like it's there for 24 hours where I can just live stream for 24 hours. Some of you guys don't like that I live stream when I drive. I look at the road and I drive. It's this new thing. Stop telling me because it's hands. You can't have your hands on the phone. Stop threatening to call the cops, you assholes.
Oh, dude, that and the fucking scratching your scab on the...
Yeah.
Oh, dude, they were drilling you this week.
But I know you do it out of love, guys. I know. By the way, if you ask me again if I'm coming here when I've done it in the announcements, you let me know you don't listen to the announcements. And jumping the announcement is just disrespectful. There's a game we play called I Give You a Ton of Content for Free, and you listen to these things. You listen to them, okay? What else we got to do today? Oh, yeah. Today's show. Oh, people are going to go nuts on this. Today's show is brought to you by our good friends at Blue Chew. Yes. Do you like boners? Do you like America? Do you like American boners? Sometimes when I know I'm going to a dangerous section of town, I take a Blue Chew, pop it. I get Ginsu hard, and I walk into a knife fight. Okay? You ever have a boner and you're almost embarrassed? I'm like, nah, dude. I'm 46. Anytime I got a boner, I do a tweet about it. I tweet boners. I got rock hard boners, okay? And it's all thanks to my good friends at Blue Chew, dude. Are you still? Do you do Blue Chew at all?
I've only done it a couple times. It's too much for me.
Oh, it's too hard of a boner.
Yeah, it's too long.
How old are you?
26.
So you got 26-year-old boner on top of that, some Blue Chew boner.
Yeah, exactly. I don't need that,
dude. Your dick has to get so hard it has to like almost turn back at you, angry.
It's like flexing at me.
That's your dick this whole time. Do you guys want a dick that looks like your arm just flexing? Then go to Blue Chew, dude. Explore. It's awesome. Blue Chew is amazing. I literally eat them all the time. Dana has to hide them on me, but I'm like, nah. Let me have it. Let me live my magic. Do you guys like sex? Of course you do. Go to BlueChew.com. BlueChew offers men a performance enhancing for the bedroom. BlueChew.com. Give your first BlueChew with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. It's for the ladies, okay? BlueChew is pro-feminist because it's boners for the ladies, all right? It only takes a few minutes to contact with BlueChew, and they, boom, a physician hits you up. Bam, bam, bam. Okay, let me read this correctly. With Blue Chew, affiliated physicians, and you will qualify for your prescribed online quickly. There we go. You just answer some stuff. They'll tell you if you're good to go, which it is. No in-person doctor visits. No awkward conversation. Hey, doc, I can't get it up. Nuh-uh, dude. Just hit some dots. Bam, bam, bam. Answer it correctly. You're good to go. I love it, dude. I'm trying to get them to host basically sponsored live shows. How great would it be if I could throw out Blue Chew and then I'm going to try to get Plan B and throw out Blue Chew and Plan B. Ooh. And you have a night of rock.
So what more do you want?
What get more weird. Do you want? Nothing. So visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the promo code TINFOIL. Just pay $5 shipping and BlueChew.com. That's BlueChew.com. CHEW. I think we should spell chew more than blue, right? If you had to say which one's harder to spell, I say chew's harder.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't speak either. Chew it and do it, dude. Use a promo code TINFOIL. One word. Rock out. Guys, today's show I'm very excited about. This next guy's been on the show. This is his third time on the show, and each time you guys love it. First time he was on, he told us about how the Virgin Mary was basically abducted by aliens, and they ran an intergalactic train on her, and that is how our Lord and Savior Jesus can walk on water and turn water into wine. He then came on and talked about, dude, he did the first emergency Epstein podcast before all the other emergency podcasts. We banged it out. We dropped the truth, and people loved it. And he's back again. He is the Christian whistleblower. Please welcome my good friend and yours. I love this guy to death. I can't have him on enough. Jeffrey Daughtry, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, brother. But I got bad news and I got good news. Let me give you the bad news first.
Yeah.
The bad news is that my butthole picture only got like 50,000 likes.
Okay.
But the good news is that I don't even need Blue Chew. Just come on this show gets me rock hard, bro.
Oh, shit. That's great to know. I get hard about some weird shit, too, dude. But I get harder with Blue Chew because I like to get hard at weird stuff like traffic lights and Arby's and stuff like that. And Blue Chew makes it all possible. I get weird boners. I get early, now go to bed, wake up, rock hard. And I'm like, this ain't gonna. I just yell out into the fucking ether, this isn't going to suck itself.
Hey, I'm 56 years old. You're speaking my language.
Dude, I get it, man. Some chick was talking about how, like, because Dave Chappelle did a joke about, I don't want to give her a bit about, but she's talking about how 40-year-old dick ain't that great. I'm like, dude, we got all the cash, and thanks to Blue Chew, we got all the ass now, too. You know what I'm saying? You can always tell when you're doing good. Like, you're young still, so you can be a complete fuck-up, which you are, and you can still get ass. It's just amazing. You have hope in your eyes. Girls love that. But when you hit about 35, it changes. And now you got to be successful.
They need shit.
They need you to know you got... Like, when you're young, they'll be like, okay, I'll invest in them. When you're older, it's like, you got to be starting making money and doing shit and be known for something. And then when you hit, you'll know it because girls are like, hey, hey, hi, 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 hi. So that's my point. How old are you?
What pussy's
better? You have nine more years of fucking off.
What pussy's better?
What?
What pussy would be better?
Each one's different. Each one's special.
Its own thing.
Dude, they're all great, dude. They're all great. There's no such thing as a bad pussy. Yeah, there's none, dog. Just, you know what I'm saying? It's all good in the hood, dude. It's like a Tool album. Even a bad Tool album is a great album, right? I mean, this Tool album that came out, I wish there was a little more rock in it, but I'll take it.
You still bump it.
I still bump it, man, but I want some, like, I want stuff I want kicking the door, blazing 4-4, like going crazy, start a revolution. It's good. It's good. Jeffrey, tell us about your website and tell us about your YouTube channel and your podcast.
Yeah, the best place to find me is at The Christian Whistleblower on YouTube. I try to keep all of my heresy, all of my hate, all of my dissension in one place. So that's my YouTube channel right there. If you want to go to my website, it's right there in the bottom right-hand corner of the banner. And we're not going to be able to share pictures here, which I thought we were. I will make a personal commitment to all the great Tinfoil Hat listeners that by the time they hear this, I'll get on that website and I'll get an ebook up there that you can take advantage of that will have all of the photos that we will be describing here today.
I love it, dude. The listeners are called the Mad Hatters. I like the Swarm, but they chose the Mad Hatters. Either way, we're in. So I was like,
I always hear loyal to the foil. That's what I always get. Hey, I'm loyal to the foil. I'm loyal to the foil. So those are the Mad Hatters that are loyal to the foil.
Yeah, there's no Mad Hatters, but they show up like a swarm, dog. Like when I did the CW, they showed up, and without them, we'd just be talking to ourselves.
Dude, so. I was in St. Louis. They showed up in St. Louis and represented.
Yeah, dude. I mean, we're blessed, dude. It's a blessing that we get to talk what we believe in. It's either the greatest time ever for conspiracies or we're going to be a major letdown. I don't know, but something's coming at the end of the month. That's my opinion. I hate putting timetables because I said this before. Something big's about to happen. You know, the Epstein thing did happen, guys.
You're right.
Epstein did happen. That was a big moment. Woke up people for about 18 hours, so they went back to sleep, okay? But I think something's coming on. This Ukrainian stuff is hilarious. I like the Mockingbird people are just going nuts. Dude, the Biden didn't do anything. There's a video of him at the CFR saying he pressured the Ukraine to fire this guy or else he would withhold their billions of dollars. I get you don't like Trump. I get it. And there are reasons to hate him, okay? His son-in-law is straight up international banking fucking asset in the White House. His daughter is pushing fucking Minority Report technology. And he sells arms to the Yemen, to Saudi Arabia, so they can continue the genocide. And I'm sure there's some stuff. One thing he's not done, the Ukraine shit. One thing he's not done is super pedophilia shit. You know, one thing he's not done is this Russian gate stuff. These are the facts. Okay? I get you hate the orange man. But he didn't do these things. These other things, they'll never call you on. You'll never hear Rachel Maddow going off on arms dealers to Saudi Arabia because her boss, who signed the checks, okay, make money off those deals. That's why you don't hear about all this other stuff. Real shit that you can get people to get behind. This other stuff is made up. Back to, I think we're living in interesting times, and I think it's very similar to what we're going to talk about today. Okay? I think right now we are seeing a giant movement to discredit liberalism, to make liberalism look like a bunch of fucking whack jobs. And you hear liberals are so stupid. It's not liberals, man. It's leftists. It's progressives. It's social justice warriors. It's not liberalism. Okay? And we saw the same thing in the 60s and the 70s. This boom of like make love, not war. This movement of hippies and all this stuff. And what happens towards the end is what we're going to get into. And that's the Charles Manson murders. We've also talked about the Jonestown massacre. These happen all around the same time and gets people scared of liberalism. And what happens? The 80s. The coke, the greed, all that stuff starts coming in. Getting away from flower power into fucking, there's not enough money. Fuck everybody out of a dollar. So I want to get into this, Jeffrey. I'm like, what do you want to talk about? He's like, how about this? You want to talk Manson murders? And everybody wants me to do a Manson show. So I'm like, hell yeah. I can't think of a better person to do it with than you. Where do you want to start?
Well, let's start, you know, at the beginning. I think you already gave us a really good entry into it. And one of the guys that was allegedly lost his life in the Manson murders was a guy named Jay Sebring. And he gives us a really nice quote to get us rolling. He said, "You'll best benefit yourself by keeping an open mind and forgetting most of what you've learned in the past." And, you know, these guys, when they were involved with you know, when they were – the Manson murders happened right there in y'all's backyard, you know, it was – they didn't have any historical perspective. Now we've got perspective on what happened. And as we look at this, we're going to see without a doubt that in this event there were disguised people. Most of them were actors, but it was a staged event that was not real, and it's been used to control our view of the world for decades. And like you said, Sam, it was designed to take down the 60s. And really what we have was the Tate murders were a political massacre, one of the earliest American false flags, and I think that I can prove it.
So what we've seen here is there was, you know, with this whole Ukrainian thing going on right now, someone put out this great, it wasn't a meme, but it's more of a tweet, and it says this: take off the revolutionary's mask, and it's the CIA. Take off the terrorist mask, and it's the CIA. Take off the newsman's mask, and it's the CIA. Take off the filmmaker's mask, and it's the CIA. Take off the whistleblower's mask, and it's the motherfucking CIA. I think that's Caitlin Jones, I believe is her name, who put that out. And it's just the truth. I mean, here we go with this. I mean, it's just, it makes you wonder what human beings would do without this dark arts people. How much aggression, how much war, how much murder, how much crime would be committed if there wasn't this dark arts group pushing this narrative so we beg them to save us? You know, we had hippie power. I think one thing, Jeffrey, that really scared the power that be was how this whole country came behind ending the Vietnam War. And that was one of the last of the draft where you could be drafted into the war. That was a big deal. And I still to this day, I think that's why we don't have a draft, because then people start paying attention and scares the fuck out of them. And what we had was this collective group going, no more war, no more oppression. And after that, you start seeing the systematic pulling money out of education, the movement of jobs out of the country. So everybody's got both parents got work. Neither of them can raise the kids the right way. And it's all that stuff. And you're saying this is all charade, this murder. Where do you want to begin? Were the tapes a stage false flag, do you think?
Absolutely, 100%.
And what makes you say that?
Well, I got about 2 hours worth of evidence, and we got about 40 minutes left to show.
go with what you want.
Gotcha. I mean, you've set the stage really well, and you've got to remember, you had badass Elvis starting, you know, in the late 50s through the 60s, letting people know it was okay to not follow everybody's way, to be your own person and still be a decent guy. You had the Beatles out there saying you can feel good while you're doing it. You had the whole 60s come, love each other, no war. You had the spiritual renewal going on. And then all of a sudden, like you said, it was getting out of control because people were really starting to question the dominant paradigms for the first time. Sam and XG, this is the first time. It'd been Ozzy and Harriet up until this point. Now people are starting to think, they're starting to ask questions, and then certain things started happening where they started clamping down. 1969, Ronald Reagan sends in 800 police guards into a park of peaceful protesters. Ed Meese says, use whatever force is necessary. They attacked 6,000 unarmed protesters, fired live rounds, killed a person, blinded a person, injured hundreds of them. Reagan declares a state of emergency, sends in 2,700 more National Guards. Then he says, let's get it over with. If it takes a bloodbath, no more appeasement. Then Kent State happens. Then University of New Mexico happens. Then Jackson State College happens. And I'm asking and I'm suggesting that the bloodbath of the Tate-LaBianca murders was a pre-made false flag bloodbath that effectively brought an end to the 1960s and the feel-good culture that it started and left us and led us to where we are today all these years later, just now beginning to wake up again. They stopped a renewal. They stopped a spiritual awakening. They stopped us getting our shit together and start loving each other instead of killing each other. And they put the kibosh on it, and they put the brakes on it, largely through these Manson murders. And back then, you know, we were pretty, naive then. We believed the media. We believed the government. We didn't have all the technology we have. They couldn't pull this off today. Their shit was so sloppy on their photoshopping and the things they left out and the messes they did. They couldn't have done it today, but they did it back then. And we're just now. And I don't know why we haven't figured it out until now, Sam.
We have, but it's just here's a couple things I want to bring up. One is that Americans are good people. I know there's this whole demonization that we're dumb or stupid, but when you go around the country, they're good people, man. Americans are good people. They're loving people. And what happens is that you have this dark arts people who commit these false flags to get these good people to think they're going to do good by stopping evil. Okay. My question to you is, Jeffrey, do you think that the CIA starts something and it gets away from them? I feel like that's the internet. I feel like when we talk about the hippie culture, that the CIA was way behind that. The counterculture from the art they sponsored, from the drugs they pushed. And then at some point, it gets away from them. They use this to control the masses. And then really smart, intelligent people come through and take it to a different direction. And you see that with the internet, in my opinion. The internet is very much this CIA-created device that I feel like young, smart dudes who probably couldn't get laid, right, started spending time figuring out how to make this thing cool so they can make a dollar and bang a chick, okay? And it just got away from them. And, like, now, you know, I see all these amazing conspiracy podcasts popping up, and I love it. I love all of them. I want to have all of them on my show so everyone can learn about them and we can spread because they can't get all of us. They can't kill all of us off. They can't censor the whole thing because the facade of freedom of choice is the only thing that keeps the thing humming. Because when that moment comes, we're like, whoa, dude, we don't have freedom of choice, which I think we're getting limited more and more and more and more. And, you know, Tiki Talk or whatever that's called. What's that called, Aaron? Toki Tiki Tuka?
TikTok,
little... right? Thank you. I should have gone to you, your youth. Now they're censoring a pro... LBGTW, the W's for weird. That's where I fall under. Weird, okay. LBGTQ, weird. They're censoring that content. And I always told these social justice warrior people, man, watch when you do censorship, dude. Because censorship used to be from the religious right. And it used to be about religion and censoring. Now it's gotten to freedom of expression. And it's eventually going to come back down. And you're back around. And you're going to see fucking them starting to censor LBGTQW shit, you know? And it's just crazy. Do you think that hippie culture got away from the deep state and the CIA?
Well, you know, you mentioned Ivanka and this Minority Report, precog type stuff. But you, Sam Tripoli, have like a conspiracy precog because you're going right through my slides without me even having to do it. Hoover and Nixon. Nixon came in 69. Hoover was still director of the FBI. They started multiple programs to misdirect, discredit, and otherwise neutralize the anti-war movement, the free love movement, and the self-thought movement and renewal of spirituality. Anti-war movements, the malcontents, the hippies, all protesters, and they were dealt this crushing blow by the Tate murders. And, you know, it was – there's an author named Joan Didion, and she said that many people I know in L.A. believe the 60s ended abruptly on August 9th, 1969, the exact moment when the murders traveled like bushfire throughout the community. And this applied not only to L.A. but to the entire United States. I think, Sam and XG, it was a time where we had a chance to really get a lot of good done spiritually, a lot of good done with brotherhood and love, a lot of good done in coming out and breaking governmental structures. And they saw it, and it almost got away from them, and they clamped it down again. And my hope is with guys like you, and I just did a show with Chris Jericho, guy that's also awake. We are, and you know, Rogan and all of you guys, I think we're at a crucial point again where we're starting to break through. And I think that's where your idea of something's going to happen, they almost have to do something, Sam and XG, because we are coming again. It's 1969 all over again in the spiritual, in the conspiratorial, in the wake-up world. And we're not coming. We're not stopping. And there's way too many of us, Sam. So they may try, but I think that they can't get this genie back in the bottle. There's too much blue chew in our veins. We can't be stopped.
We're rock hard for freedom, dog. Never forget that. We are rock hard for freedom and spirituality. We are rock hard spiritual skeptics, okay?
Absolutely.
Who are the people? Who do you know who's exactly involved with the Tate murders? Who is everybody involved?
It's a long, long list, but the funny thing about it is that every single one of them was an actor. Every single one of them was an actor. From Sharon Tate's, I mean, let's just start there. Sharon Tate was an actress. Her career started in 65. Her first movie was called Eye of the Devil, a movie about devil worship and sacrificial murders. She played a witch. She had also just played in a movie called Fearless Vampire Killers. Then she played a slut in The Valley of the Dolls, one who has an abortion, becomes a soft porn actress, and then kills herself. Oh. Then she was in Rosemary's Baby. Interesting. All these movies are about blood, babies, death. Maybe with the Manson murders, they were just continuing a trend there. Roman Polanski, her husband, he had just done The Fearless Vampire Killers and Rosemary's Baby. He was one of the leads in that first movie. And if the FBI had been looking for somebody to produce a movie like the Manson murders, there was the best guy in the world. And he had just done a movie. Well, he did a movie in 63 called The Best Swindles in the World. And I'm telling you, this was one of the best swindles in the world. But every single person involved was an actor. Tate was involved. Jay Sebring, people know him for hair cutting. He was also an actor. He'd been in Batman. He'd been in a movie. And there's a weird connection between Jay Sebring, which goes back to Elvis and goes back to Paul McCartney. They were all involved in being taken down in this. The other guy that got killed, Frykowski, I think his name was, he was also an actor. He was in the film business. Charles Manson's family lived on a freaking movie set.
And here's an interesting thing. Quincy Jones was supposed to be there and miraculously didn't show up that day, who later goes on to have an incredible career in the music industry. Where have we seen this before? 9/11, Mark Wahlberg, Seth MacFarlane were supposed to be on flights and somehow just didn't make it. We're so lucky. They were supposed to be on the flights, and then everything they've ever wanted to do in Hollywood ends up happening.
Jay Sebring, who got killed allegedly, was there's great evidence he was in the Navy for 4 years. Looks like he was in Naval Intelligence. Sharon Tate's dad was a full bird colonel in Naval Intelligence, worked for the CIA, worked for Project Gladio, worked for Project Chaos.
Dude.
There's more and more like that, more and more down the road. Dennis Hopper gets involved. It looks like he was feeding information from the police to the press.
Yeah, dude. It is just insane to me. The more and more, like, the hardest part about this show is just having to kill off so many heroes.
And by the way, Dennis Hopper's dad was, wait for it, intelligence.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And what about, you know, like Woody Harrelson's dad was a freaking assassin who happened to be in Dallas that day and was one of the hobos, and he's amazingly has a career. It's unbelievable.
And
to
by
me.
The way, Sam, Jay Sebring was also president of a record company.
Oh my God. They're all connected here. And then you have Tex Watson, right? And wasn't he Tex Watson was part of the murders.
Part of the murderers.
Yeah.
And if you look at these guys, look at their pictures. They all look like they came from Central Casting. It's the most beautiful, sexy, young. They all look like XG. None of them need blue chew. They're like young. They're virile. They're potent. It's the best looking murderers and terrorists you've ever seen in your life.
Oh, my God. Followers. Lived on a movie set. There was multiple admitted intelligence agencies involved. Now, the FBI supposedly is sitting outside and when the murders go down and they're not even, like, helping to stop it. We've seen this before. The Fort Hood shootings. The family of the Fort Hood shooter is suing the FBI because they sat there and watched this go down. How many, like, I get in fights with everybody in Hollywood and all my friends, and they are my friends, and even though we don't agree with each other, they are still my friends. I get in fights with everybody about these shooters that do these mass shootings, and how every single one of them has a connection to the CIA or the FBI. Every one of them. Or they're involved in some weird, like, youth program that involves medication and all this stuff. And it just, it's unbelievable, every connection. And then you have Roman Polanski, who is straight up involved in the world of pedophilia. I mean, we got Quentin Tarantino defending this guy. Like, really? You're defending this? He went to a Jack Nicholson's house, okay? And if we know anything about Crazy Days and Nights, we know when they name the who they're talking about, that means they have concrete evidence that they did it. And what do they say about Roman Polanski? Who pays his legal bills? Robert De Niro. Because Robert De Niro told him to go to Jack Nicholson's house to fuck around with that girl.
Dude, and the only one that wasn't an actor or actress allegedly. That was killed allegedly was Abigail Folgers, the Folgers coffee lady. And she was funneling money to Manson, gave Manson tens of thousands of dollars, met him at the house of Mama
what?
Cass Elliott. And Folger was giving big time money to many of film companies that were getting started, theaters and acting places. So she was also knee deep in it. But I mean, it's the stuff is ridiculous. Manson's a loser. Manson's a drifter. Nobody knows who Manson is. And then the one of the most famous defense attorneys in the country bails Manson out of jail. It's like F. Lee Bailey picking up a crack whore. What the hell's going on, man? Charles Manson's lawyer had never been in a courtroom before the trial. Never. But it wasn't set up. Not at all.
So, see,
and you want worse? Listen to this.
We see
Charles Manson's parole officer. Right? You know what parole officers do, right? Yeah. They're parole officers.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, a year later, he's an MD starting a halfway house for drug addicts that guess who just happened to move in? Charles Manson.
What?
Come on, man.
Really?
It's all documented.
See, dude, here's the thing, man. What we see with these guys, we'll go back to once again, and I hate bringing it up, but pedophilia, right? So why do these YouTube videos not get taken down? I know I've said this before, but it's like, why they let them up when it's like this weird kind of corporate pedophilia? Because they like to know who's commenting, and they follow who's commenting, and they just study you. They study, I mean, the powers that be have all your information on your computer, and they start following you what you are. And now, when they think they can get you, they set you up, and they start planting you. We saw it with who'd they say shot JFK, Aaron, real quick. I'm blanking. Lee Harvey Oswald.
Sirhan, right?
Lee Harvey
Oswald. Lee Harvey Oswald.
Lee Harvey Oswald, right? They were they start setting up these stories so that this whole thing, so when eventually goes off, they have all these witnesses stuff. My whole opinion right now, after studying 9/11, is that the whole story about Saudis funding it is a smokescreen. That's just there to add layers to the deception. I believe that there was no hijacked plane, that the plane took off, went down, and they put a drone and they smashed drones into the building. That is my honest belief. And the movement of these hijackers through the country is just the established story. So that's what they do with this guy, Charles Manson. They're studying who falls in, who would fall in to this great patsy, right?
You know, Sam, I think what they were doing, and this just hit me, is if we look at all these things that happened with the Manson murders, they did all of these things. They were successful. And now, even now to 2019, we see pieces of everything that they tried and tested at the Manson murders, and it worked. So they've been using it over and over and over right down until now, until the Christian whistleblower and the Tinfoil Hat podcast starts calling bullshit on them.
I love you, dude. I love your passion.
But it's true. It's true.
It is true. It's like it's
they've got Tate, her dad, dressing up. He's a full bird colonel in military intelligence. And they've got pictures of him dressed up as a hippie trying to infiltrate the peace movement.
Yeah, and it's dude, I mean, you look at the Doors with Jim Morrison, his dad full-on involved in the Gulf of Tonkin. Now, if we want to go
– His dad was the full bird – the full admiral in charge of the fleet in the Gulf of Tonkin.
Yeah, and for the attack that never really happened. And then,
but
dude,
it started the Vietnam War.
So what do we say on this show? There's not a bunch of conspiracies. There's one big conspiracy. And if, listen, I don't know what you believe. Some think we live in a simulation. Some think we live on a flat earth. Some think we have Anunnaki. Now, if you believe the Anunnaki thing, they created the, you know, the Sumerians, and then they create a ruling class. And the problem with the ruling class is they're not at all creative. So what do we start seeing over and over and over again? The repeating of the same plans, because they're not creative at all. So if you look
especially if it worked once.
Yeah, if you look at Operation Northwood and then compare it to 9/11, it's pretty much the same story. It's the same exact story. They're
Sam,
not.
What would you do if I told you that in 1968, on the front page of the Stars and Stripes, which is the U.S. military official newspaper over in Europe, guess who was on the front page riding a missile, dressed in a cute little cowboy hat and looking like a smokes? What do you call it? A smoke show?
Smoke show.
Sharon Tate. You can't make this shit up, bro. You cannot make this shit up. The Manson family lived at Spahn's movie ranch. Check this out. They lived at the Spahn's movie ranch for rent free. And this guy had been offered millions of dollars by a company that was acquiring all the land. He says, no, I'm not going to sell. But Manson was living there for free. And, oh, by the way, shortly after the murders, guess what, Sam? It was a tragedy. The movie ranch burned to the ground. So there's no way to go there and get any forensic evidence.
Man,
amazing! It's amazing the coincidence that took place. And check this out: in 1969, one of the Manson girls was arrested and placed in juvenile hall. Got released into the custody of Spahn, the guy who owned the movie ranch, who was 80 and blind, even though both of her parents were still alive.
Oh my God! So tell me about these. I know you were going to send us a bunch of pictures, and we just aren't able to show them right now. And I'm sorry about that. But what were some of the pictures that you thought? Because like when we look at like the old nuclear bomb tests, right? When they're like, "Oh, dude, they tested the bomb, and look at the bomb and its effects it has." Those are so obviously, and I can hear Aaron getting his butthole getting tight. Those are so obviously little models. That's not real. That's not a real bomb going off, and those are a real house being destroyed. Like, why is the house being destroyed, but the camera perfectly steady? Like, are you blowing the shit out of this thing, and the camera just, what is it? Technology's allowed it to be nuclear bomb safe? I mean, like, dude, it's so obvious these are little tiny models that they're doing.
Sam, I got no problem believing that, because it worked the same way as who took the picture of the limb leaving the moon.
That's what I'm saying, dude. It's like nobody asks these questions. You're like, okay, we got somebody landing here. Somebody get off. Who's taking that picture of the first guy getting off the fucking spacecraft?
Yeah, he's the first guy walking off the spacecraft, except for the photographer.
Yeah. Like, what are we talking about? Oh, Aaron is going to get
Is that guy still there? They left his ass there. He was there before they got there. He was there when they left. Maybe he's still there. It's like maybe Bruce Willis in that one movie. They left him leaning up against a boulder, and there he is.
So, like, I mean, we've seen, like, I mean, with the Vegas shooting and those crime scenes, those crime scene pictures make no sense. They make no sense. Like, the guy shot himself in the head, and yet none of it – where did they say they shot him? Is it in his chest or in his head? I'm not sure. But
they say he shot himself in the head, but miraculously these bullets for the rifle are on top of blood in pristine condition.
Yeah. And
dude, he supposedly shot the rifle before he shot himself in the head. I'm confused.
And his head is intact. I mean, like, doesn't a head explode when it's hit by a gun? A rifle?
Well, Sam, the pictures that the folks will see if they want to go to the Christian Whistleblower YouTube, click on my
Oh, are they website. There, dude? Because we can look at them. Let's go.
We'll show. I don't have it up there yet. I'll get it up there tonight.
Okay.
But the pictures you're going to see is you're going to see that every one of these people that were involved in this so-called murder, they look like actors. They look like actresses. If you go in and you look at some of the scenes in the actual courtroom, I swear it looks like the set of Star Trek. They're beautifully positioned. They're wearing the greatest clothes. They're singing songs. And I'm looking at the lady that's supposedly the guard. You know, I've been in the military for 7 years. I have people that still work in the corrections institution. And this lady, this guard, is wearing a beautiful wig. She's got looks like a 3-carat diamond ring on her left hand. She's got a perfectly form-fitting guard outfit. The star is on the left-hand side, which is wrong. The next picture, the star is on the right-hand side. They weren't even real guards. They weren't even real corrections officers. It was a total setup from the beginning. In the trial, Charles Manson holds up a newspaper, the LA Times, that says, Nixon declares Manson guilty in the trial. The whole jury sees it. Everybody sees it. No mistrial.
It's just crazy, dude. It's just crazy. And, you know, that was very early. Like, we were very naive when this was going on. I wasn't born yet, but the nation was very naive. We didn't believe it. We still believe that JFK was shot. You know, by a lone gunman, you know, and we didn't know anything about crisis actors, you know.
Do you know that Manson's attorney didn't call one single witness? He had never been in a courtroom before, Sam and XG. Can you imagine the most prolific so-called serial killer, the most dangerous guy we've ever had, and he gets a lawyer that never had stepped foot in a courtroom before? You can't make this up. It was a total setup. There's no way that it was real. It was a complete, and they've got pictures of Manson in 1969 riding around in a red Ferrari. Charles Manson in a red Ferrari with some chick with a big red scarf. Guess who owned a red Ferrari in 1969?
Who?
Sharon Tate.
Oh my God.
And it was found in a body shop shortly after the murders. Looks like experts now say it was Abigail Folger in Sharon Tate's Ferrari with Charlie Manson, ladies and gentlemen.
It's like, oh, my God, dude. Oh, my God.
And let's talk about some of those pictures. You look, if you, when you go and see these pictures, and I'll make sure that anybody that wants them can get a hold of them. You look at the house, and the first picture is Roman Polanski laying on what it says is Sharon Tate's bed. Sam, have you ever been into a crack house?
I plead the fifth on that.
Okay, well, you know, in a crack house, you expect to see a bed that has no headboard, that's got just a plain metal frame that's kind of slumped on one side, has that cheap ass, you know, neoprene kind of blanket on it. That's what we're looking at in the house, supposedly, of one of the most famous actresses and one of the most famous movie producers of all time. That's their house. Their living room, you know, I used to live in a trailer. I'll be the first one to admit it, but this looks like it was in a shitty trailer. The furniture is wrecked, the carpet is a mess, and it's so stupid. They just think we're dumb. The carpet stops about 6 inches from the wall, Sam. The carpet doesn't even go all the way to the wall. Even in my trailer, my carpet went all the way to the wall, brother. But what they did is they gutted the real house, put in all this shitty stuff so they could get it all covered with blood. It was there for the murders only. If they show the house before the murders, beautiful house, perfect house, great furniture. At the murders, it's a fucking trailer park extraordinaire, and they didn't want to mess up the good stuff. It's plain as day.
And here's another thing that if we know anything, you listen to Ole Demigard. He talks about in these false flags that they love to leave clues to let everybody know that it's a false flag. And I also believe some that Eddie Bravo says is that they purposely put stuff up to get us all to fight with each other.
Yeah.
You know, during the Parkland shooting, why does a teacher go on ABC saying she saw a cop in all metal, in all armor shooting kids? Like, how does that make network television after the editing? How does that happen? Well, because this stuff gets out. These are things that they do to let us know, and in particular, other people they're working with, that these are false flags, that these are this is an actual inside job. You know, it's kind of like when somebody is murdered by hanging, sitting down with a red scarf around their neck. That is a sign to the cops, do not investigate.
And I got to tell you, the hanging out with you guys in St. Louis for that evening was one of the most fun that I've had in a long time. Talking with Eddie, talking with you, talking conspiracy. I think Jeffrey Wilson was there. And when you look at the crime scene photos, it's almost sad. They showed up supposedly 12 hours later when rigor mortis would have already totally set in. You see Sharon Tate in about four or five different poses. If you're rigor mortis, that means you're rigor mortis. You can't move.
Yeah.
She's in four or five different poses. It looks like she's got a smile on her face. They've got a handkerchief over J.C. Bring's face because he wasn't a good enough actor not to keep a straight face in all of this.
So
they've
her face is out.
On some plate.
Her face is shown. His face is not.
Her face is shown. His face has a handkerchief over it. There's matchbooks that are there in one photo, not there in the other photo. Rope is one way in one photo. Rope is another way in another photo. Cuts in one place, cuts not another place. You know, the idea was that they cut the baby out of her. Her stomach is perfectly intact. The photos at the coroner's, they're not Sharon Tate. They've pasted her head on top of Sharon Tate's body. There's no way, and if this would happen today, it would be blown apart in 5 minutes, but it didn't happen today. It happened in 1969. It worked then, and they've been using pieces of it and all of these false flags, and they'll keep using it until we call bullshit on it and let people know so we know what to look for next time they try to pull this kind of shit off on us.
Let me ask you something, man. Some people are going to be like, oh, dude, you're crazy to say all this stuff. I mean, like, I'm open-minded to everything. I like to hear it all. Here's something you're telling me that I find, I this is mind-blowing to me, and I'm open-minded to it all. You don't think Charles Manson ever went to jail, or your research says it's possible.
And let me throw this out, too, before I forget. If you look out of Sharon Tate's house across the valley on the mountain right across from her is a place called Lookout Mountain Air Force Station. They did visual effects work in movies there. They did more movies from that place than all of the major Hollywood studios combined in the 60s. Oh, by the way.
Say that again.
Well, they did more movies at this place right there by Sharon Tate's house. More visual effects work than all of the Hollywood movie studios combined. It was run by the CIA, Project Gladio.
Oh my god. Project Chaos,
yep.
Dude,
across from the Tate House.
Who do you think comes up with better names?
And go to jail.
Okay. Who do you think comes up with better names, Jeffrey? The CIA for their operations or strippers?
Oh, that's a tough one because, I mean, you got Project Gladio.
Yeah, I mean, you got Midnight Climax. You got Northwood. I mean, like, strippers are running out of shit. Like, all the new cars are shitty names, right? Like, you can't be a stripper named
Tesla.
Like, Tesla, hybrid.
Prius.
Above the stage, Prius.
I'm going to give the nod to the government. I think they come up with better names.
Shout out to
they got more people.
Yeah, they do. They do.
They got more people.
I wonder
did Charlie Manson go to jail? Well, I don't know, but I'm looking at a picture right now of Charlie Manson on June 16th of 2011. Super long hair, great big Santa Claus beard. Only problem with that is California prisons required your beards to only be trimmed to a half an inch, and in 1998, beards were outlawed in the California state prisons, but yet here's Charlie Manson in 2011 looking like Santa Claus.
Hold on. You're telling me you cannot have a beard in California prisons. What does your family say about that?
I don't know.
Do you?
Not of us have that many beards. Beard. Like
in California.
Can you? I don't know. But he does have beards right here in all his pictures every time he's
in jail. Well, this says in 1998 they were disallowed in California state prisons.
Really, dude? Inmates not allowed to keep beards in California prison. Holy shit!
See, that's what I love about Sam Tripoli. He does the fact check on air, folks. And what happened? Jeffrey Dwyer, the Christian whistleblower, was right.
Dude, hey, I'm on your side. I just can't believe
that. I know you
are.
That's why we do what we do, and that's why we're fearless. We're bringing this shit out for everybody to see, and we don't want mind being fact-checked, because it's true.
Well, hold on. I got to read this. Inmates now allowed to keep beards in California prisons. Let's see. The state of California lawmaker is for Shiites. California agreed to allow all. I think it might have changed, dude.
To everybody, right?
Yeah. Previously, what picture was, when was that? This was June
2011.
Yeah, in 2011, but I don't know. Fuck. It's like for Shiites. Says all prisoners. Fuck.
And here's another one you can Google when we get a chance. Level one prisoners are supposedly not allowed to talk to anyone except their attorneys, clergy, or law enforcement. This is a common rule in all prisons across the country. Except how many TV interviews did Charles Manson do with Geraldo and everybody else?
Let's see. Press in Cali.
He's married, isn't he?
No, he was. That chick was nuts.
She's kind of hot.
She's hot as fuck. You
she
know
was
why she married
a little
him?
Hot in a creepy kind of way.
She's hot. I bet she's a murderer in bed, literally. Because do you know why she wanted to marry him? Because when he died, she wanted to claim his body.
Just for that.
Oh, jeez.
Right? How crazy is that? How crazy is that? I mean,
I'm looking at this picture here of Charlie Manson doing his best, I guess, 1970s Elvis impersonation. Hair super long, beard super big, great big huge sunglasses, 4 or 5 gold chains, and a little Chris Cuomo Guido Fredo ring on his pinky in jail.
Unbelievable, I don't know. Dude. Unbelievable. So, do you think the women all went to jail?
It's hard to say, Sam, because you have a lot of discrepancies about whether these people were in jail or not. If they did go to jail, they didn't go to jail. They were in and out. Of course, even Hinckley's in and out. If I got pushed into a corner, I would doubt if any of them went into jail. Maybe they're in, you know, protective custody, nice houses. Certainly better than the trashy condition of the Tate house the day of the murder.
Well, it is my opinion, brother. Well, I mean, here's the thing about this, right? A lot what you brought up about all prisons. There are pictures of Charlie Manson before 2011 with beards on in prison. Yep. So before the 2011 time,
there's one right there. It has like a little timeline.
Yeah,
it said like half an inch was the rule until 98, and then 98 they said no beards.
Yeah,
and I mean, if you look at those pictures. Those all look like the same dude to you? I'm just saying.
Dude, I can hear Aaron grunting. Oh, man. But, like, look at this picture. Like, that one's obviously before that. I mean, like, dude, there's so many pictures of him with a beard before the time you said that. Oh, this is Charles Manson's grandson. Granted temporary custody of killers. Oh, dude. Imagine if that was your grandpa. You're like, listen to my dad, my grandpa. It's crazy, dude. I wouldn't doubt it.
Would you like that or hate that, Sam, if Charles Manson was your grandfather?
I would probably hate it. I would hate it.
Yeah, but you could leverage that. You could really leverage that.
Into a better podcast, more bigger numbers. Yeah, look how hot.
Heck yeah, that would. You could get your audience up and everything. The grandson of Charles Manson appearing live.
Well, you know, I'm trying to get on L. Ron Hubbard's kid because he's got he's like big in San Francisco, part of the what's left of their counterculture, and he rips on Scientology.
you ever want to talk Scientology, I'm your boy. I know a lot about Scientology.
Yeah, I want to get the Smash Brothers on because they have a there's a giant facility near where they live, and supposedly, allegedly, like some really shady shit goes on there. And I think it all comes back that L. Ron Hubbard was a part of the facade that is NASA and the money grab. And that's why they're allowed to do whatever they want to do, man. Because they are.
Well, he was super tight with Jack Parsons, who started JPL, which was the beginning of NASA.
Yep. I couldn't agree more, dude. I could not.
Let me give you my one last personal conspiracy theory with the Manson murders. I haven't heard anyone else bring this out. You remember the famous thing where there's the door is there and it's got pig written on it in blood?
Yeah.
And that was supposedly a slap at the police?
Yeah.
What if this written in blood, this word pig, I'll bet you if you test that blood, it's pig blood. And that's them showing us this is all a fake. This is all a farce. This is pig blood.
I honestly totally believe that. I totally 100% believe that, dude. I think, dude, they do this stuff all the time. I mean, not, I mean, we take a look at like all the stuff that went down on 9/11 and how even then, 20 years ago, which 9/11, it's 2001. That's not like the 1800s or medieval times. Okay.
Sam, I think you're right, except I think they were holographic planes. I don't even think they were real planes.
Damn, you even went harder on that one.
I think they're I think they were holographic planes.
Oh man, this thoughts Aaron's gonna be great. I mean, I'm open minded too. Dude, anything is possible. I mean, if we know that the government's technology is so far ahead of us.
Yeah,
you know it's possible. Direct energy weapons. I mean, like I couldn't get the guys Richard Gage to say direct energy weapons. He wouldn't say it because he said they tested it. But like that, all that building evaporated, dude. Where is?
Yeah, I mean,
all
just gone. I mean, was it? Is it Dr. Judy? Is her name Woodard or Woodruff? She calls it dustification.
Dude, I can hear right now. Ryan, what's his face, going nuts right now.
Dawson?
Yeah, Ryan
guys,
Dawson.
One thing's for sure, Sam Tripoli, one thing's for sure, XG. What we know for sure isn't true is what they're telling us is true.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's the whole thing with, like, flat Earth, right? Like, I am not a flat Earth guy at this moment. I'm a simulation guy, an Anunnaki guy. I'm trying to figure out how those two things work together, right? I'm not, but you know, if you go through all the lies, that's a giant lie. Everybody you don't trust is telling you it's this, this, and this. You know, it's just I'm just telling you, man. It's just like if you know you can't trust anybody, like this whole thing right now. They're telling us with like we're going to Iran. It's like, are we? I mean, I keep hearing like, oh, there's a big buildup. We're going to Iran. Are we? What happened? Like, what is going on? Like, how do we know what's real? Oh, there's 8 billion people on the planet. Is there? I don't know. I really don't know. We literally take it from people we know have been lying to us forever.
They don't know how many people are in LA.
Yeah, right?
Yep. Guys, if we can, you know, I mean, look at the moon. Did we go to the moon? And that's, you know, Eddie Bravo says, before they even talk about flat Earth, talk about did we go to the moon. If you look at did we go to the moon, if we went to the moon, it wasn't what they showed us going to the moon. And if they would lie to us about going to the freaking moon.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I mean, I'm right with you, dude. I think about that all the time, you know.
And they got away with all of this shit back in 1969. Nobody was killed. Nobody was murdered. It was all staged. They tried out all of these techniques. They tried out all of these different ways to do things and to show things and to hide things. And they worked so well that they've been using them since 1969 to 2019. But because of the Tinfoil Hat podcast, the Christian Whistleblower, XG, Sam, the rest of us, this shit stops here, bros. It stops here.
I do. Okay, it's time for everybody's favorite segment that we haven't used forever, brought to you by Blue Chew. Go to bluechew.com, use the promo code TINHAT, right? Tinfoil, excuse me, and get them boner pills. Here we go. Everyone's favorite. Here we go. Yes, everybody. There we go.
Aaron.
Don't be an idiot.
Hey, Aaron. Well, you better be sick,
dead or mute, A.A. Ron. You done messed up, A.A. Ron.
You filthy animal.
Aaron, thoughts.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, give it to me, Aaron. Give it to me.
I can't even.
Yes.
Manson was in prison. God damn it. Yeah. I don't know what you want me to say here.
Guys. Okay. Dude, I think you won on this one, Jeffrey, because sure. He's speechless. Hey, all
hey, my
I know,
work here is done.
Jeffrey, all I know is they tell us El Chapo, all these people are in these super macs that no one's going to see all the time, and they're 23 hours a day. They're all by themselves. They get no visitors. It's like, that's pretty convenient, man. That's pretty convenient. All these people are part of these crazy facades. What a great way to stash people away. And every once in a while, they got to show up and be like, oh, I'm in prison. I hate my life, you know? And then they just go off to back to the Bahamas, wherever they're banging third world strange, right? Dude, one more time. Tell us where we can find all your stuff, Jeffrey.
Just go to YouTube, type in The Christian Whistleblower. You'll get all you can ever stand of Jeffrey Daugherty right there.
Jeffrey, you are a man, you are a myth, you are a legend. I appreciate you coming on. We need to do this again. You need to get me on your sports show so we can talk sports because the NFL season is insane this year. You're the best, buddy. I appreciate you. Hopefully you and I will gig together very soon.
Absolutely, my friend. XG, love you, bro.
You're the best, dude. Anytime, all the time. Jeffrey, you have an open door, my friend. Aaron, you wake up, everybody. Take care. We love you. See you in New York. It's this Friday. Bye.